It's Friday, the 13th.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, yeah.
But it's the end of the first sunny work week that we've had.
Nice.
And hopefully it'll be a good weekend, too.
Big day yesterday over at Citadel High. A French immersion class, one of their projects that they had to do, had to design a bill. And it was a bill that actually made it to the House of Commons yesterday. They had to come up with an idea on a concept. They had to do all the research. And they worked in groups to propose their new bills, and the one that they came up with was a bill that would encourage provinces to find innovative waste reduction solutions. And it was so impressive that Megan Leslie, the MP, actually presented it on the floor of the House of Commons yesterday. Yeah. The bill would amend the Canadian Environmental Protection Act that would ban the transfer of waste between provinces. And it was a big celebration yesterday for the kids at Citadel High. They watched the proceedings on the House of Commons channel and ate some pizza to celebrate. Well, it's coming up next week. Put this on your calendar. The public is invited to attend the annual Lieutenant Governor's Garden Party. It is coming up on Wednesday from 2 until 5 p.m. Usually this ends up being a who's who of the hatted best in Metro.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, usually it ends up being just a sloppy, drunken mess.
Big piss up and bake sale. Lieutenant Governor J.J. Grant and Mrs. Joan Grant host the garden party right there on the grounds of Government House on Barrington Street. Now they go around to the back lawn to enjoy their refreshments, weather permitting. And musical entertainment this year provided by the Bridgewater Fire Department Band. Kind of interesting that in case the weather doesn't cooperate, only out-of-town guests will be accommodated indoors. So if it's raining, locals, you're shut out.
Yeah, you're SOL, as
exactly.
They say.
Exactly. If you're not familiar with Government House, 1451 Barrington Street, and they say parking is not available for either you or your hat, so you'll have to park on one of the surrounding streets.
Unless you're from out of town, then you're treated like gold, apparently.
Yeah.
Got this from our friend Don Jenkins, who was in here not all that long ago. It looks like Crime Stoppers is hosting another funny fundraiser.
Oh, good stuff.
This is a big one. It's on the 9th of August, which is a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Get your tickets in advance. They're $30 each. It's at the Fleet Club. The headliner, I'm sure you know, Mike McDonald.
Now,
this is such a terrific story that he's back up on stage.
I know. I can't believe that he is well enough to be performing again because he literally was on death's door.
Well, I think it was hepatitis C that he got.
Yeah, he was diagnosed with hepatitis C and actually moved back to Ottawa. He was living in California.
Right.
By April of 2012, the illness had progressed to the stage where his liver had shut down. It was taking the kidneys with it, and he needed organ transplants.
Well, he's on a commercial now, I think, promoting organ transplants and and the registry. And he looks like he's been through quite a battle, but boy, it's good to see him back on stage. So mark it on your calendar, Saturday, the 9th of August, and the money is going to Crime Stoppers. So
Excellent.
It's a win-win situation. And really, these tickets are going to go fast. So I would go to Crime Stoppers Nova Scotia website.
Crime Stoppers NS is their address on the web.
Is it .ca or .com? Make sure
you're
at the right one, or you might be getting tickets to some other crazy policeman's ball down in the United States. Anyway, get the tickets. Get them soon before they go. And, make a great Father's Day gift as well.
Oh, that's true. Lots of stuff coming up. Well, this weekend's going to be very busy. Just a heads up, if you are heading downtown or anywhere around the Common this weekend, this is the Play-On hockey tournament, the street hockey tournament that they put on Saturday and Sunday. They're going to take over most of the streets surrounding the Common, plus the Oval itself. There will be lots of street closures, lots of detours, and parking will be a nightmare. So forewarned is forearmed.
Although I do believe if you just drive down there slowly enough, you'll hear everybody going, "Car!" And then they'll all move over to the side and let you through. Could you imagine?
They pick up their tents. They pick up everything.
I bet you everybody's kind of looking over their shoulders for cars, because if you've grown up in Canada playing street hockey, that's one of the, you know what, you take that out of street hockey and really you're taking a big part of the game. That's like taking checking out of hockey, you know?
And something coming up on Saturday, we would love to see as many people as possible. It is the annual Walk for Muscular Dystrophy, and it starts Saturday at 11 a.m.
It's tomorrow.
Yes, indeed.
Well, if you're listening to this on Friday.
Correct.
If you're listening to it on Saturday, check your watch.
The walk starts at noon. We're once again going to be at the Harbor Front, the Marriott Harbor Front. Fingers crossed we won't be forced indoors like we were last year. And the same great prizes. They've got a trip for two to WestJet for some of the bigger fundraisers.
A trip for two to WestJet. You get to actually go to WestJet and tour their facilities.
Exactly. You go to Calgary, you walk around. You
welcome
see
to WestJet. No, it's anywhere WestJet flies.
Yes, from, yeah, exactly. A trip for two from WestJet. Prepositions, they get you every time. Games for the kids. There's going to be a barbecue. The firefighters are out. This is one of their big charities that they support.
Yes.
And we are very pleased and honored to have been asked once again to come out to MC the day.
Which is great because usually, I mean, in the past, we've been associated with the radio station. Mm-hmm. We've been invited out. Now it's the podcast. So I would like as many podcast people as possible to get down there to say hello to us. Lisa has brand new cards. We have Halifax Daily News cards now.
That's right.
That's about it.
We're legit. We've got business cards.
That's about it in terms of giveaways. We'll give you our business card. But seriously, if you're anywhere in the area, drop by, say hello, maybe make a donation to Muscular Dystrophy. Mm. We want to see what our audience looks like here online.
You know who else is going to be there?
Mm-hmm.
Our man Van. Remember we were telling you the story a few weeks ago about little man Van who has a muscular dystrophy type of disease.
Van did what we've been trying to do for our entire lifetime, and that is make something go viral on the internet. His video of him singing the Lumineers song, Ho Hey, went around the world. He was getting calls from people around the world.
Including the band.
Yeah.
And he and his family started a crowdfunding campaign to raise money for a new van for Van. And that's what it was called, the Van for Van campaign. Because he is in a pretty complicated wheelchair and they needed a special retrofitted van.
Not just complicated. Have you tried to lift that thing?
Oh,
don't.
No.
Don't. It's like,
exactly.
It's like a car.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway. If you want to meet Van, Van is going to be there too.
See, we've got a celebrity in the whole bit.
I don't know if you remember, maybe this time last year, the contest that Benjamin Moore Paints was having about the Main Street Matters makeover.
Oh, sure. Quinpool Road one.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And if you frequent the Quinpool Road area, probably noticing a lot of activity there over the last few weeks. Well, I guess they are ready to apply the final brush stroke. Remember, the prize was sort of a complete overhaul of some of the building fronts.
It's a big makeover for
makeover.
Your street. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. On Saturday, June the 25th, the mayor is going to wrap things up. He's going to be the host of the wrap-up party on Quinpool Road from 1 until 4. Mm-hmm. The street will be all decorated up, and he's actually going to apply the final brush stroke that will completely seal the deal there for Quinpool Road. Everything is open to the public. They're going to have barbecues, music, children's activities, giveaways, and I think
special guests
they say. Yeah, a chunk of the street is going to be shut down to traffic, so it's just going to be a big old street party in celebration of the Main Street Matters campaign and the fact that it's finished up and Quinpool Road is looking spiffy.
Closing down Quinpool Road and allowing people to walk on it, you'll realize how wide that street is. Or you'll realize it just as soon as you try to jaywalk across it, which I've done before. You know, it's one of those, okay, I think we're clear. Go, run. Okay, hang on. Maybe we can stop halfway. No, run. What a wide street there in some areas.
And something cool that's going on today, if you have a chance, if you're listening to this early enough, the city is hosting two gardening competitions featuring local celebrities in honor of National Garden Day. Now, you're going to be seeing one of them over at the Grand Parade and the other one at the Dartmouth Ferry Terminal Park.
Do we know who these celebrities are?
Mike Savage. Cyril Lunny from CTV Morning Live. We've got Louise Renault with CBC's Information Morning. Lil McPherson from The Wooden Monkey is going to be there. Jordan Hipson from Seaside FM. Crystal Garrett from the Morning News on Global. And of course, Neville McKay from My Mother's Bloomers will preside over the Halifax competition.
Now, you see, I know Neville's good with cut flowers, but how is he at growing things?
Oh, I think he's pretty good.
Okay.
I think he's pretty good.
Okay.
Nikki Jabour is going to judge over at the Dartmouth event. Yeah, I don't think it would have been fair to have either one of those people in the competition. But equipped with gloves, aprons, a trowel, and water, the competitors will receive identical black boxes containing 10 plants. They'll be able to choose a few plants from the wild card table to add an individual touch to their creations.
Now, when you said wild card table, you did the invisible quotes over your head.
Well, because that's what it says on the
wild
on the card press
table.
The wild card table.
Be very
table.
Careful. Be very, very careful. Crystal, Cyril, if there are police surrounding certain seeds, don't plant them. You could be in trouble.
Anyway, they're inviting everyone to come out, rain or shine, to watch this event. And I think they're judged on their creativity and whatnot. So yeah, if you're kicking around Grand Parade or the Dartmouth Ferry Terminal Park at noontime today, they say it goes rain or shine.
You know, one place that we really did get a lot of listeners to the Halifax Daily News was through Rodney Habib and his chicken jerky crusade.
Ah, yes.
A lot of these dog lovers have come over, and some used to listen to us on the radio.
Okay.
This one comes from Barbara. Yay. Hi, guys. Really missed hearing your voices. Just happened to discover you were on when I was listening to Rodney's podcast about the chicken jerky this week.
Mm-hmm.
See, a lot of these people found our podcast because Rodney said, hey, I'm on this show. And then they listen to us. So
excellent.
Hopefully you stuck around. Anyway, she's been lost jumping from station to station since we left. She's definitely going to be checking out our podcast daily. So it's good to have you and all the other chicken jerky crusaders out there. And there still is a big display. Last time I checked, I posted the picture on our Facebook page at Costco of these chicken jerkies and other places as well. So download that sign that we have on our website, jamieandlisa.ca, and just have it handy. Next time you see somebody selling these Chinese jerky goods, just slap it up there.
Hey, Theater Arts Guild. Ooh, they're trying something a little bit daring.
Oh.
Running from June 26th until July 13th, they are presenting The Full Monty. Did you see that movie? Do you remember that movie?
I sure did. I remember watching it, and I remember you falling asleep.
Did I fall asleep in The Full Monty?
Yeah, you remember The Full Monty, but I bet you don't remember the ending, though, do you, Lisa?
No, I probably don't.
The best part, a lot of women say.
This is TAG's final show of the season, and of course, the film made scads of money at the time.
Yeah.
It was an award-winning film in Britain.
It was up for an Academy Award, I do believe, wasn't it?
Oh, gosh, yeah. If you're not familiar, it's a film about six unemployed steel workers, and they decide that the steel working thing just isn't working out.
Well, they were all laid off.
Exactly. They have sort of rewritten this a bit because it involves the trials and tribulations of toughing it out in less than stellar economic times in Whitney Pier, Cape Breton.
Oh, the Cape Breton Full Monty. You
yeah,
gotta love it. Oh,
yeah.
You know what? I love it. What, is this a dinner theater?
No.
Good,
because
I don't know if I'd want to be eating.
Definitely not. But it comes with a disclaimer that the show contains coarse language, adult content, and nudity, and is not recommended for children under the age of 16. But get your tickets because things are starting to sell out quickly. The corporate event is already sold out. And
I think that would be a good dinner theater idea, you know? You could serve onion rings.
Yeah.
Donuts.
Yeah.
Calamari.
Okay.
They wouldn't even have to use their hands going from table to table.
Tell you what,
I've
got a community center meeting coming up. I could propose that as a great fundraising idea.
What else could they serve? Bundt cake at the end?
Angel food cake.
Wow. They have to have a special performer for that one.
Oh, God. Anyway, if you are interested in seeing this Theater Arts Guild, just go to their website. You can get the information
bagels?
On tickets there. Bagels, yeah.
Jello ring. That would be difficult.
That takes extra skill.
Yeah, well, yeah, because you'd have to stay in a cold environment until it was ready to serve. And I'd like to say hi to all the Rotarians that I met last night and other people that were at the Spring Classic. I emceed that incredible draw that they have. It's a reverse draw the entire evening, great banquet, the whole bit, and spent most of the evening telling people or advising people how to download a podcast. And it's very difficult to explain. You know, I almost felt like saying, just give me your phone Let me do it. I'm really glad that you made those cards up.
Yes.
Because on the back of the business cards that Lisa had made up, there are various ways that you can access the podcast.
Yeah.
So hopefully one of you or many of you used one of those various methods and you're listening to it right now. I had a fantastic time there last night, and welcome to the Halifax Daily News.
Glad to have you on board.
We are here every single day, Monday through Friday, and we'll be back Monday.
Until then.